感谢主，我们聚会开始来诵读今天的读经进度。
Thank God, in the beginning, let's work, read the Bible according to the daily Bible schedule.
请大家翻开以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 14.
以弗所书第一章第一节。
Ephesians 1.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。阿门。
阿门。
我们读经就到这个地方。
Let's end that reading Bible here.
今天晚上小弟要跟弟兄姐妹们一起来查考的题目是迦南神迹的记号。
This evening, I would like to talk about the topic miraculous sign in Cana.
我们先来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible first.
约翰福音第二章第一节。
Let's turn to the Book of John, chapter 2, verse 1.
约翰福音第二章第一节。
Book of John, chapter 2, verse 1.
这段经文是记载耶稣他来到世界以后所行的第一件神迹。
Here we talk about that Jesus Christ came into the world and performed the first sign.
是发生在一个地名叫迦拿的地方的一场婚宴的时候。
It happened in a wedding banquet in Cana.
我们一起来读这段经文第一节。
Let's read from verse 1.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
Verse 3.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Verse 4.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水， 他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以掏出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道那里来的，只有掏水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。阿们。
阿们。
婚宴是一个充满喜乐的场合。
The wedding banquet should be filled with joy.
我们这个上个星期日
，last week, last Sunday.
我们的姐妹四千姐妹在桃园跟桃园的一伦弟兄结婚。
One of our sister married another brother deal in Taoyuan Church.
感谢主。
Thank God.
主内的青年在主的面前结婚，这是大家所喜悦。大家也送上满满的祝福。
It's worthy of praise that they marry in the Lord.
五年前，四世祷告团契开始的时候
，Five years ago, when Taipei Prayer Fellowship started,
我们邀请了四位姐妹来录音。
We invited four people to do the record.
当时这四位姐妹都刚大学毕业或者还在大学读书。
One of the four students, they just graduated from college or still studying in college.
感谢主，五年过去了。
Thank God, 5 years passed.
蒙神的赐福。
And God bless them.
这四位姐妹都结婚了。
Four sisters have all married.
所以在婚宴上头，大家都充满了喜气以及祝福。
So they are full of joys and blessings.
我们也祝福我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹，这些年轻的同工们他们在主内成婚，然后得到幸福的婚姻。
We also bless young workers so that they marry in the Lord and can receive the blessings.
感谢主。
Thank God.
所以我才想说今天晚上来谈谈发生在一场婚宴当中的一件事。
Personally, I would like to talk about that something happened in a wedding banquet.
这件事是发生在这个迦拿。
It happened in the place of Cana.
迦拿是在耶稣居住的地方，往北走大概14公里的地方。
Cana is about 14 kilometers north of Nazareth.
它距离那个东北方是加利利海，大概20公里。
It's around 20 kilometers nearby Sea of Galilee.
14公里是什么概念
？What about 14 kilometers?
大概就是从台北教会一直到这个北投的关渡这个差不多直线距离差不多14公里。
Imagine that is a distance that begins from Taipei Church to Guandu. It's around 14 kilometers.
所以是距离耶稣他的家乡他住的地方不远。
It's not far away from Jesus Christ's birthplace.
所以很可能这一场婚礼的主人或者主角结婚的。这个新郎新娘也很有可能是耶稣他们的亲戚呀、或者是他们家里很好的朋友。
Probably the bridegroom was born in Jesus Christ's hometown or his relatives.
因为几乎是住在同一个区域里面。
They live nearby each other in the same community.
所以刚刚我们读的圣经说这场婚礼耶稣还有耶稣的母亲还有耶稣的家人还有刚刚耶稣所招来的几位 门徒都去了啊。
As we read in Bible, including Jesus, Jesus Christ's family, Jesus Christ's friends, and all the other relatives, they came together in the wedding banquet.
圣经没有说他们是什么关系。
The Bible didn't record what's the relationship about between them.
但是看来关系很不错。
But it seems like they have a close relationship.
在这一场婚礼进行到一半的时候，大家兴高采烈，但是突然酒没有了。
When it proceeds to halfway of the wedding banquet, the wine ran out.
我们知道，迦南地盛产葡萄。
We know the land of Canaan produces lots of grapes.
所以这里婚礼上的酒以及他们的习惯，很可能就是葡萄酒。
In the wedding banquet, it seems like what they have are the group wine.
他们的习惯在婚礼的时候招待宾客要喝一些葡萄酒大家尽兴这是主人家的盛意也是当时的婚礼必要有的一个饮料。
Welcoming the guests with grape wines is kind of joy.
婚礼在当时婚礼当中酒让宾客没有酒可以喝是失礼的。
However, it seems kind of ruthless if there's no wines to treat them.
所以这一场记载就记载耶稣在这个时候他行了第一件神迹。
That is why Jesus Christ performed the first miracle in here.
圣经福音书就是马太、马可、路加这个对观福音书呢谈到耶稣所行的超自然的事情都叫做神迹。
In the book of Gospels, including Matthew, Mark, and John, and Luke, it also records the superficial things, its so-called signs or wonders.
No, miracle.
Miracles.
Yeah. 就是说都是记载称作神迹奇事。
And it's recorded as wonders or miracles.
但是约翰福音记载了耶稣当时行了七件神迹。
However, in the book of John, it's recorded that Jesus Christ performed seven miracles.
约翰福音记载的比较多的是耶稣所说的话。
What's recorded the most is about what Jesus Christ is talking about.
记载的神迹比较少
，and it's less recorded regarding his wonders.
数一数，只有七件。
Overall, it's around seven wonders recorded in the book.
然后，约翰福音用了一个很特别的字来形容耶稣所行的神迹。
However, specific words is recorded in the book regarding Jesus Christ's wonders.
英文。不用 miracle 而用 sign
and the word in the English is about sign
sign 的意思就是记号
sign is so called
是一个标志
the signal
我们的招牌是一个记号
like our marks is the sign
告诉人家说哦这家店是在做什么的
We used to show and let people know what the store is about.
我们对某些事情想要表达一个让人家注意的叫做 sign, 叫做标志。
When we want to express something, we also talk about it as a signal or a sign.
那约翰福音记载的这七件神迹他全部都说这是一个记号。
In Book of John,When it talks about the seven miracles, it's calling them signs.
约翰要告诉大家的。
John wants to let them know.
耶稣基督他在世界上所行的这些神迹。
That what Jesus Christ performed in the world.
不只是我们表面上看到的这个不可能发生的事情竟然发生了。
Not only superficially something impossible, but it happens.
他说，耶稣所以行这些神迹是一个记号。
However, it wants to tell us that Jesus Christ wants to perform it because they are signs.
我们先来看一段圣经。
Let's first read the passage.
约翰福音20章31节。
Let's first turn to the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31.
约翰福音20章31节。
John 20:31.
但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。约翰记载完了耶稣所行的这些神迹以后
，After John recording all the miracles，
他有解释为什么我叫这些神迹叫做记号。
He explained why these miracles called signs。
他说这些事情是一个标志。
It's because it's like a mark.
是因为有这些事情是要告诉大家说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And it is to show that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以有这样的能力。
So he is powerful.
而不只是这样，表面上不只是要只是行一件神迹。
Not only superficially performing a miracle.
是借着这个神迹要叫你们信他。
However, through this,
可以因他的名得生命。
And people through this can also believe in him and can gain the life.
所以约翰才说，基督所行的每一件神迹都是一个记号。
That's why Jesus, John called that Jesus Christ performed is like a sign.
是什么样的记号？
What is the sign about?
就是是要彰显神的全能的记号。
It is to manifest.The power of Jesus Christ.
也就是看到了这个记号，看见了这个神迹，就知道这是神的权能。
As long as we see the sign, we know its authority and the power of God.
这是第一个层次。
This is the first level.
第二个，它又是另外一种记号。
And second, it's about another sign.
这个记号就是要彰显神旨意的记号。
And the sign is to show God's will.
就是神想要做的事情。
That is what God has going to do.
会借着在行神迹的过程当中
，through performing the miracle，
来告诉大家一些事。
God wants to let us know.
而这些事是神的旨意。
And it, God wants to let us know that it's from His will.
神的旨意的意思
，and God's will，
就是神他希望做的
，means what He wants to do.
他希望人做的。
What he wants people to do.
这是他的旨意。
This is so-called God's will.
也就是要做的事是出于神的，叫做神的旨意。
It's from the bottom of God's heart, so that's why it's so-called God's will.
所以约翰说，为什么神迹是一个记号？
So Apostle John said, why is it so-called?
是要借着行神迹的过程当中，
It is through performing the miracle.
来彰显神的旨意是什么？
To manifest God's will.
所以今天晚上我们就再回过头来看，发生在加纳婚宴上的这一个神迹，这一个记号。
That's why we need to see back the miracle and the sign happens to the wedding banquet in Cana.
加纳婚宴上水变酒的这一个神迹。
And this is the miracles about why the water became wine.
是要彰显两个记号。
It is to show the two signs.
第一个记号。
First of all,
也就是当时发生这件事情。
And it happened at that time.
是要彰显神的大能。
It is to show God's sovereignty.
第二件事情，第二个彰显。
Second,
是在这个过程当中要告诉大家。不只是发生了神迹这件事。
Through the process, it's not only to tell everyone that it happens.
而是要让大家看到玛利亚的信心跟顺服。
God wants everyone to see Mary's faith.
而且因着玛利亚的信心跟顺服。
And through Mary's faith and obedience.
耶稣所行的这一件神迹就特别的有意义。
What Jesus Christ performed is so meaningful.
所以从我们刚刚读的圣经，我们看到了玛利亚的信心。
So we can see Mary's faith in the Lord.
玛利亚是耶稣降生肉身的妈妈。
When Jesus Christ became flesh from Word, Mary is his physical mom.
她虽然还没有结婚。
Though she's not married.
圣经说圣灵怀孕，她就怀了耶稣。
The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit made her conceive and he bore Jesus.
就肉体，耶稣是从这个玛利亚的这个母亲的身上生产出来的。
Physically, Jesus Christ came from Mary's womb.
当这一个有人来说，哇，酒没有了。
When someone came and said, "There's no wine,"
怎么办
？What can we do?
我们就看到了玛利亚这个时候她只有两个动作。
Now we see Mary only have two actions.
而这两个动作就是她对耶稣的信心。
The two actions is to show the Jesus Christ, the faith toward Jesus Christ.
第一件事就是她去找耶稣。
First of all, she came to Jesus Christ.
大家都说没酒了，没酒了，怎么办？
When the wine ran out, and everyone just questioned, "What can we do?"
玛利亚心中所想的，耶稣有办法。
What's in Mary's heart? He thought that Jesus Christ can deal with the matter.
他可以解决这件事。
She believed that he can deal with the matter.
这是他做的第一件事。
This is what she thought, what she did.
所以第三节说酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对耶稣说他们没有酒了。
So verse 3, when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
但是他没有想到耶稣对他冷冷地说。
However, she didn't think about that. Jesus Christ replied her,
说母亲，
her mom,
我跟你有什么关系？有什么相干呢
？What business do you have with me？ 哎，
这一句话其实是当地啊、哦，第一个意义，当地的一个当地的一个成语啦。
It's a local idiom。
哦，他们讲说啊，我跟你有什么相干呢
？When they said, "What business do you have with me？"
不是我们东方人讲说啊，你跟我都没关系啊、哦，我跟你都没有关系。
Is that the meaning that you have no relationship with me?
这句话的意思是说这件事情跟我们有什么相干。
However, it means, do you think that it has something with us?
所以有的翻译本说这和你我有什么关系呢？
So some interpretation is that, what does your concern have to do with me?
我的时候还没有到。
My hour has not yet come.
也就是当玛利亚去找耶稣的时候，请求耶稣这个帮忙的时候，耶稣并没有马上处理。
That is to say, when Mary instantly came for help from Jesus, Jesus Christ didn't immediately deal with the matter.
所以第五节就进一步的显示出玛利亚对耶稣是多有信心。
And we can see from verse 5, it is to show Mary's faith.
玛利亚对那些佣人很着急的佣人说：“不要紧，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
Mary told the servants who are in such a hurry, and she replied, "Just whatever he tells you, do it."
玛利亚不知道耶稣要做什么。
Though Mary didn't know what Jesus Christ was about to do,
事实上她也猜不着耶稣能做什么。
In fact.She didn't know what Jesus Christ will do.
但是她只相信耶稣一定可以做什么。
She believed that Jesus Christ can deal with the matter.
但是耶稣虽然现在没有马上解决这个问题。
Though Jesus Christ didn't cope with the matter.
他已经找他了。
She came to him.
他就交给他了。
And she entrusted him.
所以就对佣人说啊，不要紧啊，等一下他告诉你们怎么做，你们就怎么做就好了。
That's why she said to the servants, "Whatever he tells you, do it."
这就是玛利亚的信心。
That is Mary's faith.
为什么玛利亚会对耶稣这么有信心？
Why is it that Mary has such a great faith in Jesus Christ?
我们来看圣经。
Let's turn to the book of Bible.
路加福音第一章三十节。
Book of Luke chapter 1 verse 30.
事情就回到源头。
Let's turn to the origin.
其实在当时全世界心中有数的只有玛利亚。
Overall, only Mary knows that Jesus Christ can do something.
大家绝对不相信这个啊，耶稣是从天上来的。
No one would believe that Jesus Christ is from above.
我们刚刚读了第二章的第一节。
We just read Book of John chapter 2 verse 1.
的第一句句话叫做第三日。
And first sentence, so-called the third day.
这个第三日是讲第一章。
And it's recorded in chapter 1.
因为第一章就讲啊，耶稣开始出来传道了。
And it talks about that Jesus Christ began to preach.
所以他首先就选了几个门徒。
And he chose 12 disciples.
其中有一个是安德烈。
One of them is Andrew.
那安德烈说，耶稣不就是那个拿撒勒人的住在拿撒勒的耶稣吗？那里还能够出什么伟大的人呢？
Andrew was wondering, Jesus Christ is just from the Nazareth, and what else could he do because he is from that place?
但是当耶稣跟他交谈几句以后，
Not until Jesus Christ told something to him.
当时安德烈心中也知道，这个耶稣不是普通人。
Andrew felt like he is not ordinary.
这是耶稣开始传道的时候的开始，他几乎要让人家相信他，是神的儿子，是从天上来的，要花很多的功夫。
That was in the beginning that Jesus Christ made such great efforts to let everyone believe that he is from above and he is God.
但是玛利亚早就知道了。
However, Mary already noticed that.
我们看第一章的三十节。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 30.
天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大。称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。三十三节
33.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。我们跳过去读三十八节
verse 38.
当时玛利亚是很惊恐，但是他最后这样说，玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开她去了。
Though Mary was so frightened, she answered, I am the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
所以从那个时候，玛利亚虽然不太清楚，她一直把这个话放在心上。
From that moment, even Mary didn't know all the things. She kept something in her heart.
有一次，当他十二岁的时候，耶稣十二岁的时候到圣殿。
One time, when Jesus Christ was about 12 years old, and he came to the temple.
他的爸爸约瑟也去了。
His father also came.
聚会完以后，大家就要回家了。
After the service, they were about going home.
半路上发现耶稣没有跟上来。
On the halfway, they noticed that Jesus Christ didn't follow.
就跑回去圣殿找。
And they went back to search him.
没想到一个十二岁的孩子就坐在长老这个长老祭司的当中，在那边跟他们谈道理。
Amazingly, just about 12-year-old boy talking about the sermons with the elders and the priests.
玛利亚说：“你为什么在这里呢？我们找你找死了。”
Mary felt so surprised and asked.Why are you here? We search for you.
耶稣回答他说，你不知道我要与父的事为念吗？
Jesus talked about this, that you didn't know what I must be put, the Jesus Christ, the God things in the first priority.
我相信在旁边听到的人会认为耶稣很没礼貌。
When people surrounded heard his reply, maybe they think they are so rude.
但是我们看圣经记载是玛利亚并玛利亚把这句话记在心里。
However, Mary just kept his words in her heart.
玛利亚没有说你怎么对妈妈这样说这种话。
She didn't reply that, how come you reply me this way?
不知道我们找你找得很辛苦吗？
Didn't you know that we seek you in such a hurry?
因为玛利亚心里知道他是谁。
Because she knew that what is him.
所以圣经说耶稣就顺从跟着他们回家了。
And then Bible records Jesus Christ followed them with obedience.
下一句是玛利亚把这一切放在心里头。
And next, Mary put all the things in her heart.
所以迦拿婚礼所发生的这件事情。
So what the things happened in the wedding banquet in Cana?
这一件神迹。
This kind of miracle.
除了神迹本身很神奇以外。
In addition to the wonder, it's so wondrous.
也在彰显一个记号。
It is also to show the sign.
就是我们跟神的关系。
The sign is about the relationship between us and God.
所谓的圣信心是怎么样的？
What is so-called faith?
所谓的信心。
The faith.
就是凭着信心将需要告诉主。
Is to show what we need and entrust him.
主可能马上回应我们。
Maybe the Lord will answer us instantly.
但是大部分没有马上回应我们。
However, he will not answer us right away.
就像他对玛利亚说的，这跟我们什么相干呢？
It is like he answered Mary, "What the business to do with me?"
但是玛利亚继续等候主的时候。
However,Mary is still waiting for God's timing.
任凭他怎么安排都好。
And it's according to God's arrangement.
但是他就是对他有信心。
Even though she has faith toward him.
不管耶稣接下来做的是什么，他都放在心中。
No matter what Jesus Christ will do,
他相信耶稣所做的事情一定是最好的。
She keeps in her mind and believes that what Jesus Christ will do is the best.
或许当场没有马上解决问题。
Perhaps the problem is not solved immediately.
这件事情是当场耶稣解决问题了。
However, in this matter, Jesus Christ solved the problem right away.
但是玛利亚当时的确是不知道接下来会发生什么。
Mary didn't know what will happen.
她的信心就是耶稣，你说要怎么做，我们就怎么做。
Her faith is to show that.Jesus Christ, the Lord, what do you want to do? We follow you.
这叫做交托。
That is so-called to entrust.
叫做情愿接受。
And to entrust by willingness.
就像30年前。
It's like 30 years ago.
当天使跟玛利亚显现的时候。
When angel appears in front of Mary.
她最后的答复。
And her last reply.
说我是你的使女。
Is that I'm your servant?
使女就是我是受你差遣的。
I'm your servant means that I'm sent by you.
你叫我做什么，我就做什么。
What you want me to do, I follow you.
所以她用了一个字。
So she used the word.
我情愿接受你的安排。
I'm willing to follow your arrangement.
这就是交托的最高的意义。
This is the highest level of entrusting something to the Lord.
我们在我们的生命当中
in our life,
我们一定会碰到很多挑战。
We would like to face a lot of challenges.
每个人所受到的大大小小的挑战不一样。
Everyone faces different kind of challenges.
所谓挑战就是碰到困难啊，需要去解决它。
We face challenges and we need to deal with them.
这些困难有些是肉体的。
These trials sometimes are physically.
因为人有生老病死。
For example, we were born and we will also die.
有些是心灵的。
And sometimes are mental.
思想的。
Or from our heart.
关系的。
And from our relationship.
跟我们所想要的不太一样。
Or it's happened from what we think about, but it's so different.
这都是我们每个人都会面对的。
Sometimes we will face this kind of matters.
但是这个神迹所要教导我们的记号。
However, from the sign it wants to tell us,
就是要对我们的主有信心。
It is that we need to have faith in God.
那玛利亚就是一个模范。
Mary is the model for us.
而在信心的考验当最大的考验是什么？
And what is the greatest test of faith?
信心最大的考验就是等候。
The greatest test of faith is waiting.
就是我们已经表达了我们的信心。
That is to say we express our faith.
因为我们觉得没什么，没有什么，就只有主可以靠啊。
We think that only the Lord can we trust in.
我们也尽我们的力量想要有信心。
We already try our best to have faith.
但是当问题还没有解决的时候，这个过程叫做等候。
However, the problem has not served yet, and it is so called waiting.
等候的过程是最大的煎熬。
The process of waiting is the greatest test.
信心会失落。就是无法等候。
Our faith will fall down because we cannot wait.
我们再来看一个例子。
Let's see another example.
这个例子就是，以色列人过了约旦河之后。
The story is about when the Israelites passed through the River Jordan.
同样是发生的第一件，战事。
And the first war happened to them.
就是他们攻耶利哥城。
Is that they want to conquer the city Jericho.
我们来看这一段圣经。
Let's see the Bible word.
耶稣雅记第六章的第三节到第五节。
Let's refer to Joshua chapter 6 from verse 3 to verse 5.
你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜的前面。到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角，他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必坍陷，个人都要往前直上。这一件祭事，这一件故事，我们都很熟悉。
We are familiar with the story.
就是他们去攻耶利哥城的方法。
When they were about to conquer the city Jericho,
耶利哥是一个大城。
Jericho is a great city.
里头原来所居住的，这个迦南人非常强大。
There are lots of mighty Canaanites inside.
城墙非常坚固。
And the city wall is fortified.
以色列人要去攻这个城是困难的。
It's difficult for Israelites to conquer the city.
然后耶稣雅接到神的指示。
When Joshua received a call from God,
我相信任何一个指挥官接到这样的指示的时候，都不晓得怎么办。
I believe no commander would know what he was about to do.
因为这个指示不是说你们不要怕，我耶和华站在你们面前，带着你们去把这个城一攻就破了。
It's not because the commander just said.You don't need to worry about and you don't need to be afraid because our Lord Jesus Christ will lead us to conquer the city.
他们接到的指令说，你们只要每天去绕城绕一圈。
What they receive is they just need to march around the city one time per day.
连续每天每天只要一圈就好，一圈。
Just march around the city one time per day.
绕完以后就可以回家休息了。
After marching around the city, just go back home and rest.
然后连续六天
and through 6 days.
然后呢，到第七天的时候，今天是最后一天，所以你们要绕城七圈。
Until 7 days, they still need to march around the city.
然后呢，等绕完七圈以后
，After marching around the city 7 times,
你们就大声呼喊。
They just shouted out.
然后吹角的就大声吹角
，and blow the trumpet，
然后城就会倒塌
，and then the city will collapse。
这个很奇怪，就是不可思议的方法。
It's impossible to happen in the past。
但是圣经这样的记载，我们也看到以色列人在耶稣雅带领之下，他们真的这样做。
However, we can see how Joshua led them to do this and what happened to them.
前面这六天
In the first 6 days,
包括第七天绕完第六圈
including 7 days, they marched around the city 6 times.
这个阶段都是考验以色列人的信心。
This phase is a test to Israelites.
因为当绕的时候
When they march around the city,
一切都是静悄悄的。
They need to be quiet.
并没有因为我们这样绕，这个城墙有丝毫的改变。
It's not because that they march around the city and the city will change.
一点改变都没有。
Rather, it doesn't change.
圣经没有记载在城里头的那些家人是怎么想的怎么看的
The Bible doesn't record that the inside the city what they will think
他们或许会说一群笨蛋绕这个城绕城绕一圈就回去休息这是要攻什么城啊
Maybe they will think what a fool is about that they are just marching around the city without doing anything what can they conquer us
但是这个神迹真的发生了
However, something miraculous happened.
一样，这个神迹的第一个记号
The first sign of the miracle
就是这件事情只有神做得到
Only God can do this.
它是一个神迹
It's so-called a sign, a miracle.
它要彰显的是神的大能
It is to show God's sovereignty.
第二件
Second
就是以色列人的顺服跟信心
It is so-called the Israelites' faith and obedience.
他们等了七天
They march around and wait 7 days
大队人马绕城绕了七天
A crowd march around the city 7 times and 7 days
一切都静悄悄的他们还是去绕
They needed to be quiet even though nothing changed They need to march around the city
但是神的应允是在最后一刻才给他们的
Not until the last day God fulfilled his promise to them
诗篇三十七篇第七节那边说
In book of Psalm chapter 37 verse 7
你当我们来看好了
Let's see Psalms
你当默然倚靠耶和华耐心等候他不要因那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平啊！诗篇就鼓励大家
The book of Psalm encourages
要有耐心的等候神
that we need to wait patiently for God
特别是当我们面对一些挑战的时候
especially when we face certain trials
要对主有信心
we need to have faith in God
我们已经跟主说了
we already told God
也按照神的旨意该做的做了
and we did what we can do
就交托给他
just entrusted to him
默然倚靠耶和华
We need to wait for his will silently
做事的人特别举了两件事
And the psalm makers give 2 examples
因为这两件事是我们常常碰到
We usually face 2 things in the example
一个是好的一个是坏的
And first is a good thing and second is a bad thing
也就是我们常常会耐不住了
We will usually feel impatient.
是因为为什么别人可以，我不可以？
It's because why others else can do and we cannot.
为什么他比我差，但是呢，他这么健康，但是我却病得这样子，主都没有看顾我。
Why is it that he's not as good as me, but he recovered so soon, but I didn't recover?
第二件事情就看到那个坏人竟然比我好
And second thing is a bad guy has a better life
所以就没有耐性了
So usually we will feel impatient
就对神失掉信心了
We will usually because of this lose faith
诗篇说不要这样
The psalm encourages that we should not do this
只有一条路
Only one way
叫做耐性等候他
That is to wait for God patiently
两个礼拜前我去黎炳教会安息日领会
2 weeks ago I led a sermon in Living Church
他们的教牧负责人是许恩德教授许恩德弟兄
their pastor congregator is Professor Xu.
吃过中午吃过饭以后一起喝茶的时候
After lunch during tea fellowship,
他告诉我说 隔天就是礼拜天, 他是东海大学的教授, 他们的EMBA的毕业典礼。
He told me next day is a Sunday and it's a graduation ceremony in his college, Donghai.
他要代表师长, 向毕业的同学们, 祝福讲话。
He will represent the professors to give some things and a peace speech in front of the students.
因为东海大学是基督教的学校,
and the Donghai University is a Christianity.
所以他们, 毕业典礼市长的讲话叫做祝福。
Usually in the ceremony, the professor will give blessings.
许弟兄跟我讲说他想跟同学们讲以色列人攻下耶利哥城。
Father Xu would like to tell the story about how Israelites conquered the city Jericho.
就是刚刚我们读的这一段经文。
That is the story we just read.
我说你要鼓励他们什么？
I said, what will you encourage them?
他说他要鼓励他们等候。
He said, I would like to encourage them to be patient.
因为等候是我们在人生的道路上 特别是等候神一个很大的功课。
Especially, it's the greatest lesson in our life to wait patiently to God.
不管是我们的信仰生活,
not only talking about our faith,
我们的家庭生活,
or in our family,
我们的社会生活,
or our society.
等候是一门功课。
Waiting is a lesson.
特别是在信仰上面,
especially in our faith,
我们对神要有信心,
we need to have faith in God,
但是要学会等候,
however, we need to learn how to wait,
不然, 都功亏一篑,
otherwise, we may fail.
当然他不是在教会讲道, 所以他不是像我今天晚上这么说,
of course, he will not deliver the speech this way because he's not delivering a sermon.
他是在勉励他的学生。
Rather, he just wants to encourage his students.
当你对一件事情保持信心的时候,
when you want to have faith,
唯一的功课就是等候,
the only lesson is to wait.
你如果有等候的功夫,
if you can learn how to wait,
就才代表你真的有信心,
which means you have true faith.
他举了一个例子,
he gives an example.
也是后来他在, 对他的学生说的,
He also gives an example to his students.
因为就发生在他们当中。
Because it happens among them.
他有一个学生,
a student.
是, 国小老师退休以后,
after retirement of elementary school,
到东海大学读EMBA,
she came to study EMBA in Donghai University.
是一个很有才华的阿嬷。
She's so gifted, a grandma.
虽然年纪比较大, 但是很用功。
Though she was aging, she studied hard.
文章写得很好。
She wrote a very good article.
但是当她还没有毕业的时候, 中风了。
However, before graduation, she's paralyzed with a stroke.
对这一个学生打击非常的大。
And it's a big challenge to her.
因为我们知道中风以后都是, 就手脚不灵活。
We know usually after stroke, we cannot walk and we cannot use our hands.
要慢慢的复健。
We need to recover slowly.
有一阵子这个学生非常的气馁。
During the period of time, she totally lost courage.
因为一个平常文章写得很好, 字写得很漂亮的人。
In the past, she wrote good words and articles.
就非常的生气。
She was so angry.
她想要写一个字都写不出来。
She even could not write a single word.
因为你的手希望画直线的时候, 但是手是横着走。
She wanted to draw a line, however, she could not, and she could not control her hand.
因为初期, 这个是没有办法控制的。
Initially, it's difficult for her to learn how to control her hand.
许教授就鼓励他的学生。
Then the professor encouraged her.
一定要坚持做复健。
Please do some rehabilitation.
你现在做不到的事情
，What you cannot do now，
你要想办法说我是可以做到的。
You need to try best and think that you can manage it。
而且重要就是要坚持。
And you need to hold on。
他就是举耶路哥攻耶路哥城的例子。
And then he took the examples of how Israelites conquered the city Jericho.
当你对一件事情有信心的时候
，He said, "When you have faith in something,"
就是做两件事。
That is, you do two things.
一件事情就是要动。
First, that you need to work and you need to start it.
第二件事情就是等候。
And second, you need to wait.
这两件事情是要同时发生的。
These two things shall happen at one time.
当你在等候的时候，你是要做你该做的事。
When you are waiting, you still need to try your best to do what you can do.
不是躺在那个地方就永远不做了。
Not just lie down and say, "Of course, I cannot do anything, and I give up."
等候是等候那最后的结果。
Waiting is to wait the final result.
但是因为你有动，那最后的结果才会发生。
However, it's because you started and you work, and then it will happen.
耶路哥城会倒塌。
The city Jericho will collapse and fall down.
是因为以色列人有气道成。
It's because the Israelites march around the city.
虽然静悄悄的，依然气道。
Though they march around the city in silence, they still march around.
时候到了。
When time is coming,
神就成就了。
And God will fulfill the promise.
哦，我听他这么讲说，哎，有道理。
While listening to the story, I said, it makes sense.
符合圣经的教训。
It's according to Bible teachings.
你好好鼓励你的学生。
And you can encourage her.
当天晚上，不应该是，这个，礼拜天的晚上，我就接到他那个学生写的一篇文章。
On Sunday night, and I saw an article shown by his student.
因为那个学生是真的听许教授的话。
The students really keep Preacher Xu's words.
就是坚持。
And she hold on, insist.
等候。
And waiting.
学习攻耶利哥城的信心。
Also learn how to conquer the city Jericho with the attitude.
从没有办法把一个笔顺画直到可以写字。
From something impossible to write a complete and beautiful word, and it happens to she can now write a complete word.
从一天可以写十个字到一天可以写一篇文章。
From 10 words a day until she can write a full text.
那一天，当许弟兄用这样的例子在他的毕业典礼来鼓励他的学生的时候
，When Professor Xu talk about the story in front of the students and encourage them.
举这一个在场的学生为例子。
And he hold the examples and talk to them.
以及圣经的记号。
He also talk about the sign happened in the Bible.
给他的学生们很大的激励。
He encouraged a lot in front of them.
等候的过程是困难的。
Through the process of waiting, it shall be difficult.
但是，要凭着信心去等候他。
However, we need to have faith and wait patiently.
等候是一般人做不到的。
Not everyone can wait patiently.
所以，圣经才教导我们，我们在等候的时候，有一件事情是不可少的。
That's why one thing is important while waiting.
特别是在最困难的时候，它是唯一的方法。
Especially in critical moment, it's only one solution.
就是用祷告来等候。
And that is while waiting, we need to pray.
在祷告当中等候。
We need to wait while prayers.
在等候当中就会得力量。
And then,While waiting, we will have strength.
如果我们在等候当中是用祷告的方法
，If we are praying while waiting,
才可以在等不下去的时候还有力量。
We will still have faith during the period of time while waiting.
而要得到力量是我们在这当中会去行动。
If we want to get strength, we will also put into practice.
这个行动包括教会的生活。
This kind of practice is like we come to church as our daily life.
包括我们从圣经的教导里头去得到力量。
And we also follow biblical teachings.
包括一些从祷告当中的领略去做一些我们该做的事。
And also we need to do what we can do according to the Bible.
这就是我们得力的泉源。
That is so-called the origin of getting strength.
晚上就用这个记号来互相勉励。
We would like to end up the service and encourage one another here with a sign.
愿主带领我们。
May God bless and guide us.
特别让很多在困难当中的弟兄姐妹
especially for the brothers and sisters in the trials
求神让我们学会等候的功课
May God let us know how to wait for him patiently